question to you would be, what is the difference? So, just to finish on that, Hermann Pichon's so-called safety guidelines were adopted by the Navy, and then they were adopted by IEEE. So my question to you is, what's the difference between his guidelines from the 1950s and the guidelines, so-called safety guidelines for exposure that we have right now?
Well, that's a very good question. I would say at his time, there were actually some meaning in the construction of the guideline, but today they are completely ridiculous. As you said before, it's like having a speeding limit for 20 million miles an hour. And also, when you go back to the current modern guideline settings, there are some prerequisites. For instance, you have to live in a completely radiation-free environment. Who lives in a completely radiation-free environment? No one, of course. You're only allowed in your life to make one single cell phone call, either for 6 minutes, 10 minutes, or 30 minutes, but just one call and never ever again. How many people buy a cell phone and makes one call? And in a completely radiation-free environment, which would then make the call impossible because you need the radiation from the towers, the cell towers, the base stations. And also, you have to be a fluid-filled plastic doll. If you're, yeah, if you're not, then this doesn't work. And you mentioned that in 1953, they talked about thermal levels. They actually did measurements about heating impact. Today, they have skipped that. It's a calculated level, which they do with at the computer and calculates the level. So it's more than ridiculous. It has completely no meaning whatsoever for the real life situation. These guidelines, I mean, we are talking about the void with vacuum. And could there be negative vacuum? I don't think so. I mean, it's just nothing there. I mean, people face it. It's nothing there. I mean, to begin with, I have never met anyone who is a fluid-filled plastic doll. With the introduction of the microwave-based society, you couldn't have too narrow guidelines. You had to widen them because a lot of the systems wouldn't work otherwise.
So your exposure is calculated over a 6-minute average. So, somebody should have told Jackie Kennedy about the 6-minute average. When that magic bullet hit President Kennedy, somebody should have told her, because I'm sure if she'd known about the 6-minute average, she could never have believed that her husband had been killed by that bullet.
Course not. Of course not. Yeah, that's a very good image.
I
So
mean,
according to that model, John F. Kennedy is still alive.
absolutely,
Yeah.
absolutely.
No, it's just crazy. It's so crazy, you know. And every day, more or less, I sit and shake my head, you know, and I just cannot believe how society accepts this, you know. And furthermore, don't forget, in all rightfulness, that the head of ICNIRP in 2008 at a conference in London, and the name of the head at that time was Professor Paolo Vecchia, he stood up and actually said, no. This is a technical guideline. You cannot use it for biology or medicine. It's impossible, you know. And everyone in the audience sat there, they knew it was impossible, but even to hear him say it was kind of a revelation. Unfortunately, the day after, at the Institute of Physics in London, he had completely forgotten about what he said the day before. Same time. For me as a scientist, it's very odd because I often get the question, do we need more research? Start to say, oh yeah, and then I stop because, you know, the number of papers we already have is quite overwhelming and they all point in the same direction. So even being a scientist, being keen on doing science, performing experiments, I have to say that No, we don't need more papers. We need adult and mature governments, parliaments, and health authorities that stand up and say, enough is enough. Yeah. And you and I, Claire, we know that that will not happen easily, because they have also channels to the economical sides of society, to the industrial side of society, and they are influenced by the need of economic growth, to find money, to propel their countries forward, and so on.